10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 30th of March, 2024. Happy last Friday and happy Easter coming up tomorrow. And all I've got to say in the West Coast here, it is still raining, which is good. We always need rain, but a lot of the kids out today doing the pre-Easter egg hunt at the parks are getting all wet. I'm supposed to be out to one of those fun little Easter egg hunts with the kids and grandkids, and I'll tell you right now, they got some soaking wet kids and some soaking wet Easter eggs, so I'm glad I'm sitting here.
Good for them. Makes them tough.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, well, and it makes the chocolate inside the little plastic ones probably a little bit mushy.
Yeah. Builds character.
Yeah, that's yes. True. Kids are all wet, that's muddy, and but I got three eggs. And mom soaked to the gills.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. I hid 15.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, the Easter bunny hid 15, Todd.
But then you hit her with the lawnmower like 6 months later, you know, the hard-boiled eggs, and you hit her with the lawnmower.
Oh, there we go. That's chopped up. Good stuff.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that anybody that still believes in the Easter Bunny is probably not part of our listening audience.
You never know. Don't forget.
Oh, they could be listening to it on a podcast in the car.
Or don't forget, it does come after. You know, you're a child, and then you get older, and then as you get old, you become a child again.
That's true. That's true.
Because I do say the one that's going to inherit everything from me is the one that changes my diaper the most later on in my life.
Oh, wow.
Who's going to keep track of that?
Yeah, I'm going to have a little whiteboard, and I'm going to change and see which son does.
Now, question, do they get credit for being that child? Do they have to physically do that task, or can they outsource it?
No.
And it's just they're the ones responsible for making sure it gets done.
No, they have to do it.
Well, what if they outsourced it to, say, L. McPherson.
he wouldn't know. That's the bad part.
Cal's right. I'd have no idea what's going on.
That's great. So he could say, oh, it was L. McPherson.
She'll get the money then.
Well, okay. All right.
Okay. Well, we've digressed as Denise is getting sicker and sicker.
That's the problem with being radio. I wish people could see the look on Denise's face.
I know. Right now. Denise is like looking going, oh my gosh, why did I wake up and was part of this?
Exactly.
855 Law Radio, Denise. 855 Law Radio if you want to call in.
It's 855-529-7234.
Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't take us seriously. Don't think we're giving you legal advice. Seek local counsel. Yes, go to our website, RadioLawTalk.com, if you want to listen to our disclaimers or even read them. They're exciting. Because this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on Earth. Remember, we've got a case or no case coming up, which, by the way, I was way ahead, but I've been such a slacker in missing the past few weeks because of other commitments that I believe that I'm going to be so far behind. But we're going to talk about...
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, I am.
Because I won.
She won.
She already won?
We're on a new season now.
Oh, is this starting zero?
It's starting zero.
I was pretty far ahead.
I've got two, and Cal's got four.
Yes, ooh. Cal is technically ahead.
Yes.
Okay, well...
Well, not for NFL.
All I got to say is my life doesn't revolve around that one this week. So we're going to talk about Titanic, the ship that hits the bridge. And what's the name of the bridge again? It's the famous, it's called...
Francis Scott Key Bridge.
There might be some old law way back to the Titanic times that might help them out. We're going to talk about this Ruby Frankie case that is so interesting. What are some things that they're now finding out prior to the prosecution going forward with this case? This is all in Utah. And then you got Corey Richens, some interesting things about what happened. You know, her husband, quote, passed away. She's innocent at this point until proven guilty. For some reason, I don't know why I'm picking on all the Utah people.
Because they're so fun. You haven't mentioned the Idaho guy yet. When's he coming up?
What's the Idaho
Daybell? When's he coming up?
Oh, he's not up yet for a while. That's coming up.
Okay.
But here's the thing that's interesting about Corey Richens. Corey Richens is the one, if you remember, that her husband, quote, died of a overdose of fentanyl, right?
Yep.
And the issue was, did she put it in his drink or not? And we're going to go over that because her trial comes up. And as part of that, if you review the facts of that case, it talks about her building this house out near Camas, Utah. And it's supposed to be some big mansion. Well, I was there this past week, and I believe I saw it. I was in that Camas area, and which is near Park City, Utah. And it is very interesting to see this mansion that apparently started to build that was like, you could tell it was not quite finished. It was kind of all falling apart. I think that's the one. I'm not sure. But it was in the same general area. We're going to talk about Disney's and the Governor DeSantis. You know, let's figure out what's going on with those lawsuits there between the two of them. The interesting one to me we're going to talk about is FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. And there's a lot of things to discuss about his sentence. We're going to talk about his sentencing and what happened during the sentencing. And we're going to compare that to some things that went on. I know we try not to get political, but I'm going to bring up and talk about the New York police officer that was killed by the 22 prior arrests individual and talk about how that applies to how many years this guy got, which, by the way, he deserved to go to prison. But we're going to talk about how many years he got and how many times these felons were let out before they killed this police officer.
Violent felons.
Yeah, before they had killed this police officer. And the interesting thing about the governor showing up and, showing up and then leaving right away. We'll talk about that very briefly, but we're going to stay out of the politics part of it. I'm going to really do everything I can to stay out of the politics part of it, but I'm definitely going to discuss about sentencing and how much time people get in sentencing. It's up to us. It's not up to us. The judge and the courts see a lot more than we do just here on the radio, so I always defer to the judges, but I sometimes question it. Then we got the Illinois Supreme Court's going to hear Jesse Smollett's appeal. Jesse Smollett's one of those ones. It's like, do we really have to? I mean, that's a train wreck. You know, I mean, that's a car wreck on the side that you got to stop and look at. It just kills me to look at it. But I guess we're going to talk about him. I think he's already served his time and he's out.
Well, yeah. He served a portion of it and then he was released pending his appeal. So if this appeal doesn't go his way, he's got to go serve the rest of his time.
Interesting. We're going to talk about that killer. They, quote, call the killer nurse. Again, innocent until proven guilty. But we're going to talk about another nursing facility is getting sued by families of individuals that have passed away. We have got so many more things to go over. When we come back, we're going to do our case or no case. Then we'll start, not necessarily in those orders, but we're going to hit up some of these really interesting topics. No funny ones today. just serious, but very interesting. We'll be back after these messages.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. We are just getting underway, so alert the neighbors, call your friends, tell them Radio Law Talk is on, and we will be until noon Pacific on many great local radio stations coast to coast. We'll be back.
Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention! If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
I never had a problem with Ginny's weight. To me, she's beautiful.
You look fabulous. You're going to knock them dead at the bowling alley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Wasn't that Styx? Is that Styx?
Yep.
Too much time on my hands.
I went to that concert. Cal, roll. Go ahead. While I'm talking about anecdotal stuff, Cal, you can just roll it anytime you want.
Yeah,
I'm just going to talk about anecdotal stuff.
I just have it in the bumper.
I've been to that concert, too.
I've been to it. Styx like two or three times.
Yeah. The bass player is from Redding, California, Enterprise High School. The current one, you know, the newer guy. Yeah,
just roll them whenever you want, Cal. I'm waiting for you. Just roll.
I don't have any. I'm not.
You know what you call?
I'm saying roll case or no case.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, well, here we go. All right. Here we go. Okay. Sorry.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
I thought you were waiting for Styx. My bad.
No.
Carol Vetrini was all a buzz. June 7th was her wedding day. Her husband-to-be, Benjamin Bedour, seemed all on board until June 1st came along. Then Ben started acting a little strangely, and after the wedding day, he made it through the ceremony. They went outside to their rented limo and were whisked off to their honeymoon suite. They went into the hotel. Ben said, "I want to go out and grab a drink," and disappeared and was never heard from again by Carol or her family. He simply disappeared. A humiliated Carol and her family were stunned until their phones started dinging with a message from Ben with an attachment. It showed Carol and Ben's brother Claude in a delicate situation, let's say, and it went to all of the wedding's text list. Carol's parents were not understanding. They spent $27,000 on the wedding and all of the accoutrement, and they said it all went up in a puff of infidelity. After things settled down, Carol's parents hired their lawyer to send a demand letter to Ben and his parents wanting the money back. They said Ben knew he wasn't going to be Carol's husband a week before his abandonment letter, and the lawyer said, "Well, I'll charge you my fee to write the letter, but what are you going to do if they refuse?" Carol's mom and dad said, "We want to know if we can sue them for the money." Yes, we want to know if we have a case or no case. And so, Frederick Penny, do they have a case?
What year was this? Do you have a year?
1997.
And a
California.
State? California. So basically, should they get their money back and this fraud, supposedly sham wedding / marriage? No, it was a gift, Cal. They cannot get it back. It was a gift. And as a gift, they're not entitled to get any money back.
All right. That's
it's a case, though.
Okay,
it's a
case. And,
but they're not entitled.
Parents
and,
lose, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Right. Todd, what do you think about this?
Among the things that were conveyed as part of, did they happen to pay for the wedding ring? Anything like that?
Ben bought the wedding ring himself, and he didn't make that an issue. He didn't care. He just wanted to get away from his disloyal short-term bride.
Oh, okay. So I
Ben bought the wedding ring. They bought the wedding.
All right. Okay. I misunderstood the premise of this.
What?
Because I thought it was Ben looked a little out of sorts, then left, and then the pictures that showed up were pictures of Ben with somebody else.
With his brother? Ew.
No. It was his bride with Ben's brother.
His bride with Ben's brother. Say that.
That's
five
a lot
times,
of bees.
Right? Yes.
Ben's brother bent over unusually.
Oh,
we
gosh.
Should say, yeah. Oh, all right. Well, it started with a B. Go ahead.
It sounds like an episode of like Adult Sesame Street. Big B, little B. What begins with B? Ben bent over a bride on Ben's birthday.
Yeah, well, so, Ben's brother actually.
Ben, yes. I'm going to say this is a scenario, not a case, because look, if her family wanted to go after Ben, right? I think Ben had come back and say, "Really, you're gonna get on me because I didn't intend to go through with this wedding? What about her, and her intentions there?" So I think this is a scenario. I think this is probably on one of those Reddit subtexts that are the who's the jerk here, although it's...
No, she dismissed herself and said, it was just a last-minute fling before I was married, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, with his brother.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay, yeah.
It was weird, I'll give it
a way to keep it in the family there. So, yeah, I think this is just a scenario, not a case.
All right, what do you think, Denise?
I think I saw this on TikTok.
TikTok?
Yeah, you know, though, where they say these two people met and they were so in love and then they got married and then the husband just disappeared. Mm-hmm. And they didn't ever find out why. So I'm going to say this is not a case.
All right. Well, let me tell you the answer, if I may. Those of you who say it is not a case, who would be that? No, that, you know, that this makes me so sad because...
Yes, Fred Penny rolls in at the end.
It was a case, but they settled quietly out of court.
I was right.
To avoid embarrassment.
I was right. No, I said it didn't go to court.
Yep. And so case settled out of court. Next hour, the case of a trust created just moments before a wedding took place.
But, I don't think they would be – it's a gift. I think that's presumed a gift.
Well, they got together and said, look, you know, our kid was stupid. Your kid did what he had to do. Let's just work this out. And they did. So,
it works out. Not to say, let's see, these people don't live in the area, but I love when people like – all right, we're having our wedding, and whoops, the week before, we broke it off. What do we do with your present? My wife said, just keep it, you know, no big deal. And sure enough, another engagement to a different guy now, and here's our wedding thing. My wife's like, do I send? I said, no.
No.
They already got their wedding gift.
Yeah, don't do that.
She already got the person. So I don't think they expect it. They're good people, nice people. It's kind of funny. Do I send another? Of course you don't. They got the last wedding gift just a year ago.
Unless it was monogrammed. In that case, just go ahead and etch off the initials of the guy you're not marrying.
Right.
Or send them a kit.
Write in a new one.
Do it themselves, monogramming kit, where they can fix the old one. That's
well, that's why you send money. It's like you already got your money. So
here's a gift card.
Let's talk. It can't be one. It's not that quick, Cal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
segment are
goes
you
fast.
Sure? Man, that went fast.
Why would I lie to you about
I
that?
I don't know. But, man, that's exciting. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand. Those are two interesting people, and they've been sentenced. We're going to talk about the sentencing. Todd's going to bring up a little bit about what this, the 230, all these, the way they do it in Utah. It's a weird sentencing, and then we'll be back after that.
Can't you also choose your mode of death penalty in Utah? Well, anyway, that's another thing, whole separate story. Come up with Radio Law Talk. It continues after we take a quick break right here on your local radio station, which we thank for carrying the big broadcast. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A+ BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. HealthWarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now. Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're BizToCredit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
If my circle of friends gets any smaller, it won't be a circle.
Round up the usual suspects.
Showtime. No!
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. We're going to jump into this in Utah, Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand. Those of you who haven't been following this, by the way, I wasn't here the last few weeks. Did you guys talk about it at all?
Well, we just kind of gave updates.
Okay, so kind of really what's going on is the sentencing has happened. And there's been no jury trial because they pled guilty to child abuse. And this is the one where Ruby Frankie kind of followed this Jody Hildebrand, who was a therapist, supposedly, or a family counselor, and counseled many teens and families. And this Ruby Frankie got, I'm going to say, mesmerized by Jody. And it came to the point where she kind of just followed what Jody had to say, right? And they followed this weird according to what's coming out now, these weird things. The interesting thing, her husband was interviewed.
Her, Frankie's
husband. And I watched that interview. And what's interesting is he went to the same school I went to. And he was wearing a shirt from my alma mater. But the interesting thing about it is he brought up some weird things. The first thing he brought up is they had been separated for over a year, and he had not seen his small children. Apparently he had some children that were over 18 out of the house, was able to see them, but he said he hadn't seen his children in over a year. And he's living in the same basic county as the rest of them. But that's how far Ruby Frankie had gone to be in charge of the kids and Jody Hildebrandt running the show. And while he was in the home, apparently Jody Hildebrandt, the therapist, moved in with them, and she has a home in Southern Utah apparently also. And he is now saying that, look, they were at times they would stay in the same bed upstairs, the Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt.
Wow.
And not only was he saying that, he was saying it was they dictated what I could do, where I could go, what. And so they agreed, and he said, look, they agreed to that he was to leave. And he left the home over a year prior to this incident and is saying he had nothing to do with it. Obviously, he's saying he's innocent, and he's actually a well-respected professor in Utah. So what's going on here is I'm going to go into the sentencing, but before we go into the sentencing, they both, Jody Hildebrandt and Ruby Frankie, and by the way, the judge to me that did the sentencing, I'm not going to say look familiar, but I was thinking, man, his name sounds familiar. And sure enough, I looked up, and when I was a third-year law student, he was a first-year law student, the judge that was in this case. So I'm sure we were in classes together or near each other or walked by and said hi to each other. But apparently this Ruby Frankie was just a blind follower with this Jody Hildebrandt and separated herself from her husband. I don't know if there's some mental, you know, a chemical imbalance that happens here, and I'm not a doctor to say that. But you know, they started talking, you know, Kevin, the husband, said, you know, the wife would get in these trances and do weird things like that. And they tried to get her to, what do you mean? She had these big trances and talk about fighting evil spirits and casting demons out. And so I think something was happening there. But here's the sentence. The sentence is, okay, was there three or four? I think there was three counts of child abuse, right? And the judge gave her each of them. And gave them, they agreed to it because they pled, 2 and 30, and they run consecutive. So minimum 2 years, maximum 30 years, and the 2 years run consecutive. So there's a 6 years, is that right? But how does this, what's this 230 mean, Todd?
Well, so essentially in the state of Utah, if you are sentenced to consecutive sentences, consecutive sentences have a maximum of 30 years of a combined sentence. You can't exceed 30 years if they're consecutive in the state of Utah. But we know, based upon what the judge says, there's going to be at least a minimum amount of time that has to be served in custody, which is the 2 years per count, what we got there. The reason there's this range is that in the state of Utah, the what's it called? The incarceration authority, so the place where they actually do their jail time, has the authority to determine what good time credits are earned. Now, compare that to the state of California, where on a nonviolent, non-sex crime, something like that, and you're sentenced to prison, by statute, you're entitled to essentially what we call 50% credit. So if you're sentenced on theft to 5 years of prison, you're only going to do 2.5 by statute. And then there are other programs you can qualify for to get more time reduced from your sentence. In Utah, you can get good time credit, but it's determined by the place that is actually housing you where you're incarcerated, which makes sense to me.
So are they going to get a minimum of – they have to have 6 years for sure?
No, I think they have to have a minimum of 2.
Okay, because it's 2 consecutive, right? So well, but no, there's 3 counts.
So it's 2 – the consecutive – what the consecutive is doing – is putting a cap of 30 years. They can do up to 30 years because they have consecutive sentences. But theoretically, if they did everything, according to this, there could be a way that they could get out minimally. The judge just said a minimum that they have to actually serve, which is the 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. Mm.
You don't know what's going to happen. That's bizarre how this happens.
I honestly hope they get longer than that. They need to be punished.
Yeah. No, I agree. This is just bizarre.
Bizarre because the mother is alleged to have claimed her children had, you know, bad spirits and evil spirits, and it kind of is reminiscent of Daybell, right?
Yeah. Idaho.
Do we know if they were part of that cult?
No. What they were part of is what's called, hold on, let me think about it. In Utah, they're not in Utah, but a lot of states they do this life coach.
Yes.
They're life coaches. And I'm not ripping on life. There's a lot of life coaches that do wonderful, good things, but there were life coaches, and there was a group that would do this life coaching together as part of this. Actually, Jody Hildebrand was the one that kind of started it and did it. In fact, when they found two of the children would go to different spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the whole police camera when they started picking up the children. And one of them was at a home in, I believe, Spanish Fork, Utah. And the two girls were there and were sent there to do some chores for this family. And apparently this is just a wonderful family, normal, nothing. But they're part of this. It's not a cult group, but I'm going to say, what did I call it?
Profession?
The
life coach.
Life coaches, part of this life coaching thing. And they were just doing the floors. They were not abused. In fact, she took them to a place where I had just been. I've seen a place called the Red Barn. It's really kind of cool. It's a farm that they go to. And they're picking the girls up, and they're like, we're fine. There ain't nothing. But they basically arrest the one lady sitting there and put her in the back of the car. And she's like, I'm just a normal grandmother. What's going on here? And they were just kind of helping.
They thought she was part of it.
Yeah, and she's not. She was just helping the kids. They said, hey, can you watch these kids for a few hours? Sure, watch them. And it was no big deal. But to watch that go down and the poor husband and wife that were just like, we were just asked to watch them, and we're watching them, and they cleaned the floors, and I took them for ice cream, and it was a great time. You know,
the thing that's interesting about this is that Ruby Frank was she was already had a successful and quite a large following on YouTube,
right?
And as this mommy blogger influencer, this is how we deal with our kids and what have you, and then she and her husband get into therapy, and that's where they meet Jody Hildebrand. Hildebrand was starting this life coaching thing. It was more than, like, sometimes life coaching is this one-on-one thing. Hildebrand actually had this thing called Connections where she created an entire curriculum with Ruby Frank.
Right.
And it sort of looked like Hildebrand saw Frank and said, you know, I want to piggyback off of your popularity so we can get these folks in and really grow this thing. And Hildebrand, I mean, she was living in a $5 million home.
In St. George,
Utah.
Beautiful
so, she, you know,
home.
She was bankrolling this.
Was she single, somehow. I think? Was she? I don't know. I mean,
probably.
I don't know of any of those.
I have some background on that.
Let's talk more about this.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about this the next segment. I want to get into this. There's some more things about what Kevin, the husband, said that were some bizarre things, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Wow, so much ahead on Radio Law Talk, and you won't want to miss any of it. So to avoid that, you just have to stay tuned. We'll do the break. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
It's hard to be sure, sir.
And the prosecution has not presented one single piece of evidence against me.
Is this real life?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com. .com.
Denise, I'm going to come to you in a few seconds, so get ready. But we're going to talk about some other weird things that Kevin, the husband, brought up and others have brought up that happened with, I'm going to call her Frank. Apparently it's not Frankie, Ruby Frank.
Yes, it's Frank.
Frank. I pronounce the, maybe I'm going to call her Frankie. Just for the heck of it.
Frankie goes to jail, the new group.
Right, the new group. We're going to go over a few of those things, but what are some other bizarre things Todd, you just brought up. Let me go to Denise first, then to Todd. Denise, a few of the other things that Kevin had said, that's the husband. And we all, again, we're not saying anyone's at fault. We're not saying there's anyone's guilty because the husband's claiming he was not. But there's just some dog whistle things that we're wondering about. But go ahead, Denise. Some weird things.
Well, he talked about the relationship between Ruby and Jody. And he said, you know, it could have been more than just a business thing, but I don't think it was, which to me is weird because he knew they were sleeping in the same bed because they were doing that before him and his wife separated. That's weird.
Yeah, weird stuff about holding the – she put in her diary that she insists that in her journal that her son possessed by the devil and put the boy's head underwater. You know?
And plugged his nose in his mouth.
Yeah, that's
abuse.
That's not abuse. That's serious abuse.
Yeah,
to me, and that just things like he also said they would lock themselves out, come out 4 or 5 hours later. That's Ruby and Hildebrand, and they come out and say, "I wrote and recorded all down that God's talking to him, and we had work to do from God and." At that point, as the husband, I'm going, I'm taking you to court.
I'm going to protect my kids.
And I'm going to protect my kids because you've gone whacked. You know?
And he said that when they started sleeping together, that Ruby would have trances.
Yeah, it's weird.
Now, that's weird.
Yeah, and then later,
it's like just short of a seance, right?
I don't know, but it was just weird that she's withholding food and water from, you know, some of the kids. And now the interesting thing about Todd is, you've read some stuff about the older daughter that was supposedly being pushed out by the parents, and she said, I've been warning everyone, there's some cray-cray things going on here.
So when Ruby Frank was arrested, they had an older daughter, Sherry Frank, and who now is 20 years old, and she was at school, and she was estranged from her family, both her mom and her dad. And when Ruby was arrested, Sherry posts on social media, finally. And when interviewed, she said, look, I have seen this behavior going on for years, and I had to get away from it. I'm estranged from my mom, estranged from my dad. They don't have anything to do with me. And this is all wrong. And she says, I've been trying to get the authorities to investigate, and nobody would. And so she was just off at school seeing this stuff happen to her younger siblings, and then her mom gets arrested. And she says, finally. Now we're talking about the dad here and his reaction of what he knew and what he says he knew or didn't know, and he's claiming he didn't see any of this stuff going on, but now the investigation is coming out. And I'm sorry, if I'm a law enforcement officer, to me, that doesn't pass the smell test. And I have to look closer at what was going on because I got your daughter, your oldest daughter, saying this has been going on for years.
Yeah, even before, presumably when dad was involved.
While you were still there. And not only that, you sided with mom to ostracize me from the family. And guess what? After she made that post that says, finally, this is after Ruby Frank was arrested,
right.
The dad... 2 days later, reports the oldest daughter to the police claiming that she broke in and stole some computer drives from the house. He's still part of circling the wagons to protect the family and his wife. I don't know. If I'm a law enforcement officer, it's crocodile tears and I'm not buying it. You've got to keep investigating.
Cal, you said you had some.
I was going to say that the hold that the therapist had over Ruby Frank, and I know this by firsthand experience, someone who knows the family and who talked with them about this.
Hey, this is all, but we're not guaranteed.
This is just information that has come. Secondhand information. And that is that the therapist had a zero tolerance policy, excuse me, for pornography. And it was alleged that the father viewed some porn at one time and said, I'm sorry, I made a terrible mistake. The counselor says, one chance, He's gone, marriage over, and that's how the grip began.
Okay,
that's what
so
I was told.
We're not saying that occurred.
That's what the neighbors and friends who babysat the kids
said. Yeah, and okay, that so there's wow. all kinds of these are all allegations.
Yes,
and these are it's not fact, but it's allegations. But just one way or the other,
so
it's weird.
You can't look at pornography, but you can beat and starve your kids.
Beat and starve your kids, and you can sleep with your therapist. I mean, here you go. Yeah,
I don't know.
Right?
They have this.
If you do it, it's bad. If I do it, well, you know.
I wonder what her policy would have been if it had been Ruby that had looked at the pornography.
Great question.
I don't know.
What's the deal? Now, the 12-year-old boy, how this all started, I mean, how it finished, was the 12-year-old boy escaping and the neighbor crying. But was that down in St. George, or is that up?
That was in Hilda Brown's house.
Down
in St. George.
Yes, because it says, I've read an article, and it says the 12-year-old boy managed to escape Frank's house and goes to the neighbor's house for help. I don't think that's correct. I thought he was with Hildebrand at the time.
I felt like that too because it was Hildebrand that opened the door.
It wasn't that Frank's house at the time because she was with Hildebrand?
I don't know.
But we know that it was going on in both households. We do know that. And the sad thing was I heard the 911 call where the neighbor, and it's not really a neighbor because he ran away from
the house
and he got far enough away that he knew that he was not in the same neighborhood. And when he talked to that person that opened the door finally, he initially didn't think that there was anybody home. So then when he talked to the person that opened the door, he said, I need two things from you. And the guy goes, okay, come on in. And he goes, first, I need you to take me to the nearest police. And then he goes, second. And the guy goes, let me get you something to drink and something to eat.
Right.
And the guy calls 911. And this is a grown man. Mm. And he's telling the condition of the child. And he is crying.
Wow.
That's how bad that child appeared to him. And it was really... It's a moving call. If you've heard it, it's really it'll get to your heartstrings.
Well, you know, it's interesting because she, in her statement, Ruby Frank is all about, you know, I've fallen into this crazy, you know, way with Hildebrand, almost, you know, blaming her that, I apologize and I'm. But the judge is like, all right, good. You're still getting, you know, 2 to 30, and I agree. We're talking about sentencing, man, alive.
We got to give an update when we get to the sentencing, and hopefully it's going to be...
We already did it. Two to 30.
They got 30?
2 to 30, yeah. We already did it.
I mean, they'll actually get a number.
No, they don't.
They got the number.
It was the sentencing range is what the 2 to 30, and then the incarcerating authority decides how much of that 30 they serve based on good cut.
No, it's
so
done.
So when did we find out how much they serve?
When
they get out.
When they get out. they're going in. They're there.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why I could see one of the reasons why the judge gave Frank, you know, notwithstanding her pleas, and I was taken in by this other person, is because Frank had an entire catalog of YouTube videos that predated Hildebrand, where she is engaging in the same harsh, what people would look at as harsh treatment of her kids under the guise of just being a tough parent, and again. Dad is right along there during that whole time. And, you know,
on the YouTube videos sometimes.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, I don't know if he had a lawyer when he talked to police, but if he did, why would you let that guy sit down and talk with the police without your lawyer being there?
Well, he showed up to pick his kids up. That's how it started.
He still doesn't have to talk to him.
Yeah, right. I agree with you. We come back hour two. We're going to skip past this. It's very interesting. We got to talk about another Utah one. Sorry, we got another Utah. I don't know why it's Utah, but we're going to talk about Corey Richens. We'll be back after this.
So much coming up on Radio Law Talk after the next hour begins, which is 6 minutes after. We hope you can stay tuned for it. There's lots coming up right here. If you miss any of the show, we will post it on our website probably later today or tomorrow. You can catch it all at that time. And we'll be back.
Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com.
a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.